The Warriors set to face the Sixers in Philly on Saturday in what will be game two of a four-game road trip that started in Boston on Thursday, and the Celtics giving the Warriors a strong challenge as a Warriors lead that was at 1.17 points was erased and the game was closely contested at the end as the Celtics were able to pull away for the 92-88 win. Here's what we heard afterward, first from Coach Kerr and then Celtics head coach Brad Stevens.
Yeah, 24-15, we committed 9 more fouls. It was actually 23. The last one wasn't a foul. But, you know, that's petty on my part. But we committed a lot of silly fouls. Steph's third and fourth changed the game, I thought. And we kind of fell out of our rotation in the third quarter. But they were just tougher and smarter than we were tonight. I thought we played great defense for the most part. I think we held them to 32-33%. And we rebounded well too, but it was the fouling. I think it was 38-19 or something. They doubled our total from the line, and tough to win that way.
You guys were up, I think, 12 late in the third quarter, and then they were able to close it and take it tied in the fourth. Is that sort of where things started to get away from you guys a little bit, did you think?
I thought that it wasn't like just that one point. I mean, that we had the same thing happen in the first half. You know, we were up 12 or 14, and you know, going into the last 3 minutes of the quarter, normally our time when we play really well and extend the lead. And so we didn't execute. We had two key turnovers late in the second quarter that allowed them to get back in it. I think it was a great game for us, though, to understand that, you know, it's not always going to be 2017 NBA out there, 125 to 121. You're going to run into teams like this that are really physical and tough. And so that's why we harp on every box out, every foul, you know, silly foul. All those things add up when you play a lower scoring game, and I thought that was the key tonight. Just too many mental mistakes, too many fouls.
How do you feel Draymond played that last possession on Kyrie? They end up calling a foul.
Yeah,
on Draymond.
I just watched the tape. There was no foul. It was tough call.
What was your read on Steph's uncharacteristic shooting?
Just one of those nights. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. There's gonna be nights like this. That's just the way the game goes.
How big was Jaylen Brown against you guys in those pockets, middle of the game, where you seemed to have, you know, some big personal runs?
Yeah, he was key. I think it was late third quarter. He had a couple big shots and played really good defense. And, yeah, he's a really good young player.
Again, I thought we got fortunate. You're not going to have many nights where Curry goes 3-for-14. Clay goes 5-for-18. You better win on that night because there aren't going to be very many of them. But our guys are locked in and really trying. We can play some pretty ugly basketball at times, but, I do think that we're competing, which is really good.
Brad, building off that a little bit, I mean, you'd won 13 straight, but none of them were the Warriors. What does this do for maybe the psyche, the confidence of a young group?
You know, I haven't really thought about it, Jeff. I don't know that we're more focused on understanding that you have to do your job well, and if you do it, you have a chance. We had a number of plays in the first half and even in the second where we could go back and we need to correct, and but if you always do it, then you have a chance to win that possession. If you have a chance to win that possession, you have a chance to win the game. And so that's kind of the way we approach it. I don't know, from a psyche or confidence standpoint, this league will humble you pretty quickly. So there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. And so we just have to keep preparing the right way.
And after Saturday's game in Philly, the Warriors head to Brooklyn for a game against the Nets before things wrap up in OKC. In Boston, I'm Lawrence Scott.